Everybody wanted to pitch in. Everybody wanted to lend a helping hand after the hurricanes, especially down in Sanibel and Captiva Islands. But where do you start with a comeback story like this? Well, we're going to start with Dolly Farrell, the executive director of the Charitable Foundation of the Islands. And Dolly, I'm so glad I could get some time with you. I've had so many people ask about this. I wanted to go down myself, but I didn't know if it was appropriate or where you were with recovery. How are things?
Things are getting better every day, Anne, and thank you for having me on today. I feel so humbled to represent the wonderful communities of Sanibel and Captiva, and I'm going to do my best today. But I will tell you that things are getting better every day, and I think we're at a great tipping point about 6 months from the storm next week, that it is appropriate and welcome for visitors, whether that be to enjoy the restaurant, help us with a volunteering with a nonprofit. Perhaps you want to take a walk on the beach. Our beaches are opening. So we feel like we're really in a good place, especially on Sanibel and Captiva. But that's probably true of all of Southwest Florida.
I'm sure it is. And I especially love walking on the beaches. Those are one of my favorite areas just to get away and enjoy the beautiful scenery. And I've always found the people very welcoming on the islands. As far as businesses that are opening, where do you stand right now?
So the best way to see the businesses that are open is to download the Wander app. And that was recently launched by the Sanibel Captiva Islands Chamber of Commerce because businesses are opening every day. And so it is hard to know specifically what restaurant might be open, what hotel might have availability. Beaches are opening new every day. So the Wander app will tell you, you know, we've got great restaurants that are back online like Doc Ford's. Captiva, you know, hardly missed a beat with Tween Waters Inn. They've got the old Captiva house. The hotel portion is open. So there is a lot to do and to see. Our Ding Darling is opening, which is, you know, the nature preserve.
That's the best news of all.
So excited. April 4th is, they've got volunteers out there working around the clock right now, including spring breakers from Missouri. To get the track ready, the Bailey track. So yes, I think the Wander app is a great resource for people. You certainly can visit online. Social media sometimes doesn't give the full picture of what's open, you know. So I think the Wander app is the one.
Well, that's great to have. I do have to ask you this because, well, in addition to Ding Darling, which was, that was one of the first parks I ever visited when I moved down here to Florida and fell in love with it. I also fell in love with the Bubble Room. Have you heard anything about the Bubble Room?
So the Bubble Room, I'm happy to report, is now open on a limited basis, but you can go and get your orange crunch cake.
Woo!
Their gift shop is open. So yes, we're very excited. Starbucks at South Seas is open. And, you know, Captiva's doing pretty well considering with the storm surge was a little bit less there than Sanibel. So I think you'll find as you head towards Captiva that there are a lot of opportunities for fun and for eating as well.
Well, as you say, it's only been 6 months and a lot of people were saying recovery could take a year. It could take two, depending, of course, where you lived. But a lot of helping hands are always needed. And you do have an event coming up with the Get Inspired SANCAP Volunteer Expo. I think a lot of people will be extremely excited about this because they really want to help you out. Tell me a little bit about the event.
So the Get Inspired event was created by our leadership class, Sanibel Captiva Leadership Class of 2022. It was a new program that CFI launched. The Charitable Foundations of the Island launched to really help the nonprofits identify the next generation of leaders, board members, and philanthropists. And so that was a concern of theirs prior to the storm. But you could imagine now after Hurricane Ian that people are choosing not to come back, or perhaps their homes were destroyed and they're going to be displaced for several years. And so what the class decided to do is let's get the community together, introduce them to the nonprofit organization, and be the matchmaker. We've got people who want to help. We have organizations that need your help. Let's get them together. Let's have an uplifting event. I think we're all done crying. We're all, you know, been sad enough personally, professionally. It's been a tough few months. Let's get together and see how we can build forward here with the rebuild effort. And so that will be March 30th at Big Arts. And Sanibel Captiva Trust Company is our sponsor, which is also maybe a friend of yours with the Tampa Trust Company.
Sure.
So some of your listeners might be clients of the Tampa Trust Company, but it's the same business, and we're very excited that they'll sponsor our events.
This is really going to be an amazing comeback story, I think, when it's all said and done, when people mm-hmm. look back at how we made it through the year. And do you have any special stories that you can share with us about recovery, people that have really made you smile and feel proud to be down on the islands?
There are so many, Anne, but I'll tell you just a few. And even I don't even have to go back that far in history, but I will say immediately after the storm, we had the Sanibel Captiva Conservation Foundation, we call them SCCF. They put out an email to all their volunteers and said, listen, we are here to help you clean out your houses. We will go by your homes, take pictures for you, cut down trees. They had their chainsaws out. They were helping people get to the island via boat. And so to me, that was just such a inspiring moment when we had our nonprofit organizations helping in the actual cleanup effort of the residents. You know, luckily now we've moved to this next stage of the rebuild. And just last week, we had 300 volunteers from Cape Christian Church come out to the island, and they helped our social service agency, FISH, the Community House, which is about to open as well at the end of the month, the American Legion. We've had spring breakers, I had mentioned, cleaning up Ding Darling. They cleaned up 600 pounds of trash this week to get them open on April 4th. We've got volunteers that are desperately needed this weekend and next week for our clinic rehabilitation of wildlife. We call them Crow. They've been around for over 40 years on the island, so they're really well known, but they've had a major amount of damage. They just moved back to Sanibel last week, and so now they need some more effort. So the stories have just been incredible. And some of it's really been with the business community as well that have come out to help. So even in all of their distress, we've had folks like Rachel Pierce, who owns an art gallery on the island, and she's just opened up her property to 12 other businesses who can't open yet, but now they've set up shop in her parking lot, essentially.
Wow.
And that's just amazing. So we're just so happy to hear that these generous people have been willing to do that.
It would be very hard to walk away from somewhere like Sanibel and mm-hmm. Captiva when you've been down there for so long and lost so mm-hmm. much. But, I mean, you're making me feel really good about what's going on down there, and I can't wait to come down and visit again.
Thank you. We need all the visitors we can get. And I will say, you don't even have to go on to Sanibel right now to visit some of our businesses. We've had six businesses take possession of spaces in the Bell Tower Shop right there on 41 and Daniel.
Okay.
So you can visit the candle store. We have Adventures in Paradise, the bookstore, Macintosh Books, Congress Jewelers. So, yes, some of our businesses, are finding new spaces off island in the interim until they can be back on island.
Well, that is so good to hear. Now, if you do need volunteers, you need them immediately, can they call a number, go to a website? Should they go to the app to do that?
So, if you're interested in volunteering, I will direct you to mycfi.org. And that is our website for Charitable Foundation of the Islands. We're just launching a nonprofit directory where you can go click there, read a profile on each of the nonprofits, and then you'll find the volunteer director information as well to contact them.
Well, I'm sure there's some people up here that would love to come down and help out. I rode out both of the hurricanes this year at the Hillsborough County Emergency Operations Center and here at the station.
Mm-hmm.
And just watching what was going on TV, and I could just feel my heart break because I knew what was happening down there and how beautiful it was. But it was equally beautiful to see the comeback, even to see getting that causeway opened as quickly as they did was pretty incredible.
I think that made a big difference in everybody's attitude about the future. We were like, wow, we thought this was going to be a year, and it was 20 days perhaps. It was just amazing. It was really the shot in the arm that we all needed to say, okay, we can do this. And I am happy to report, I think we're on the other side of that. In the beginning, you do feel, it's hard not to feel hopeless. But just the people themselves and just their dedication to get up every morning, get it done, help out where you can. And I know that people in your listening area have done that too, whether you donated to a GoFundMe or your church provided food or you sent mattresses. I mean, we've had so many donations. I've had Girl Scout troops contact me to help with the children of Sanibel School that are finally back in session, you know, on the island. And so it's just been so touching. And I do appreciate everyone remembering us.
Well, I don't think anyone will ever forget Dolly Farrell. You're a joy to talk to, and I'm very excited about another visit down there. I'm going to be coming down soon. Any final words for someone that wants to come down and visit?
I'd say download the Wander app. You'll know exactly where to go to eat and enjoy the beaches. Even in what we've experienced, the Captiva sunsets are still unreal. The shelling is beautiful. So do that. If you want to get involved and do a little volunteering while you're here, we'd love to have you visit mycfi.org, and you can download the volunteer directory there. And we welcome any and all. So please come visit us.
Most definitely. The comeback of the Sanibel, Captiva Islands, the surrounding area. You are definitely what's good in Tampa Bay, Dolly. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Anne.